Yo, what's up? It's Friday, May 13th. And if you just put the math together in your head, yes, it's Friday the 13th. But not for you. For all those kind folks over in Toronto. But for someone like you, one man's misery is another man's money. Because it's likely that you took the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are now, what is it, 18-0 after a playoff loss? And if you're about to come at me and say, well, Andy, I saw them go down 3-2 after going up 2-0. What does that mean? It just means kind of what I told you yesterday, that I feel in the situation, my conspiracy theory came through and they gave the Lightning a 5-on-3, got them in the game with the power play goal. And then Vasilevsky kept them in it in overtime and Braden Point won it for them. And there's your money. Then the Bruins hit as well. Just think about if at any point over the last week you went to BetMGM and you placed a bet on any NHL game, $10 on any NHL game, they would have given you $200 and you would have taken that $200 on Sunday, put it on Tampa, won that. Then on Tuesday, put it on Carolina, won that. Then Florida last night, then Tampa last night. That $200, it's a fat stack by now. So if you haven't done that yet, you can still go to BetMGM, use the promo code OSNHL, or click the link down below that you see in the video, and that will redirect you there. And you can start making runs like everyone has, because we are running hot. Even the props last night, I believe, were 3-2. And things have been going well. And to make sure that things remain well, you're not going to see me take many spreads or money lines or over-under times, because these are wacky games, and I don't want to hear otherwise. You have the Pittsburgh game that won't have Crosby for the most part. Dumoulin's still not playing, but they're going home. They've dominated the Rangers until Crosby left the game, and then all of a sudden three goals were scored. So what are we going to see in this game tonight? Are you going to tell me confidently either way? Because it's so tough to gauge. You know, Shesterkin hasn't looked like himself, but you're still probably going to have Deming on the other side. Or if Jari comes back, what is it going to be, his first game back? You saw how that went last night for Cam Talbot in your first game after not playing for a while in a playoff environment. So anything's on the table for that game. Then you have Florida, the supposed number one seed. And I told you, if they didn't come out and dominate last game, I'm out on them. And they did not. Yes, they ended up winning. They're way too scammy for me. They lost game one. They were an empty netter away from going down 3-1. And losing game four, and then trailed 3-0 at home in game five. What kind of number one seed is this? It's one that I cannot trust going back to Washington. And obviously Washington isn't good enough to trust. So that is one you kind of have to stay away from as well. Because what are you going to do with the over-under? You don't know. Are you going to get this run-and-gun Florida? It's just too difficult to tell. And then in the Calgary game, Calgary was 10 minutes away from going down 3-2 to Dallas, having to head back to Dallas. Yes, they came back, but I mean, this has been way too close of a series. You can't trust anything. If you want to be the person who says, you know what, every game's an under, it's just the way this series is going, I'm going to take the under 5.5, fine. I have no problem with that. But today is going to be a day where I'm going to have to rely on those fine mathematicians over at Odd Shopper, because this is going to be a nibbling day. The good news is I got something nice for you tomorrow, but today is going to be a nibble around the edges kind of day. And we have some props for you that you can take, starting out with Mika Zibanejad, over 2.5 shots. The guys over at Odd Shopper, they're saying 69% chance of hitting. 69% chance of hitting over 2.5 shots. I like it. Taking the momentum from last game. Without Crosby, you saw there was an uptick in the Rangers' play. Mika Zibanejad had been relatively quiet in this series. Over 2.5 shots is feasible. Very, very doable. He's one of their best players, which is why I like him scoring a goal in this one. And the guys at Odd Shopper like it too. Plus 200. And what's crazy is that they're putting this at like a 40% chance of hitting. That's pretty wild to see a goal even approaching 50%. 40 is not too far from 50. But still, even 40% is crazy. If I was saying someone has a 40% chance of scoring in a game, you'd be thinking it's like a prime Alex Ovechkin. But no, they're liking Mika Zibanejad. 40% chance of a goal plus 200, so 50 would get you 100. They're also liking Jamie Benn, shots on goal, the over 1.5. They're clocking that at 66% chance of winning. Captain at home in an elimination game, a must-win game. Usually, guys like that have to show up in those type of games. I know he's a pass-first guy, but two shots is not a lot. You're talking about one deflection, one shot, and that's a win right there. So Jamie Benn, over 1.5 on shots. They're also liking Tyler Toffoli. This is the highest return on investment of the day. $35 will get you around 100. It's plus 280 for a Tyler Toffoli goal. We've seen him in the playoffs year after year. He's pretty reliable. He was reliable for Montreal and then all those years in LA. He's a goal scorer. He's a sniper. So if he gets an opportunity, I could easily see him burying one. Give me the over on Igor Shesterkin saves. We've seen him struggle in this series. Something tells me tonight is a game where he might be involved with some thievery in stealing this game to force a game seven. Something tells me that's what's going to go down with Igor. And those are going to be the prop bets for the day. But I tell you, it's just a nibbler's day. Like I said, you got to know when to press forward, and you got to know when to put the shield up. Today's a shield day. All sorts of possibilities are out there on that board. So I'm just going to kind of watch from afar. But tomorrow I got some for you, ones that I feel way more comfortable in. But I'll talk to you then. I will explain it then. Take it easy. Thank you for coming back for another day. Do me a favor if you can, the Jack Klompas personal favor. And if you know what that is, more power to you. But, you know, like this video if you can, and share this video with some people who might like daily NHL betting content. Hockey bets, they don't get enough respect. They're the Rodney Dangerfield of betting. Send these videos to a friend, share it, help grow the channel, grow the hockey content on the page, and I'll be back with you tomorrow for some best bets. Take it easy. Have a happy Friday the 13th. I'm a big horror guy, so I always felt like I was exempt from being scared, because I always felt like the guys on Friday, like the bad guys, they'd be able to cut a deal with me and I'd be okay. Anyway, that's enough of me. Take it easy. Have a good one.